Hi, welcome to Authentic Conversation with Kim. I hope that the podcast finds you well. As fitting, thank you so much for allowing Authentic Conversation with Kim to be a part of your day. Just real quiet and peaceful and breathing and in and out and in and out. Breathe in and breathe out and just relax and just musa. I realized that over the last few years, one of my big spills is it's a lot going on or it's just a hot mess. And with all of that and all the things that are occurring, we really have to be able to excuse ourselves when we have a moment. We're not required to be anywhere. We're not required to do anything, you know, and just take that moment. And I want to do better with that. And I was thinking about the podcast, and I was thinking about you guys, thinking about, you know, coming into the new year and being the new year and all the stuff that's been going on and stuff like that. One of the things that was resonating in my mind is this part of stealing and plagiarism and copying and mimicking. You know, one of the things they say that, what is it? Like when somebody mimics you or copies you, it's a form of flattery or whatever, right? And I was thinking about that. And one, I want to say, there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing. None of this stuff we invented, we inherit for the most part. I saw some of the videos and things that we're seeing now, they are actually going into the archives and finding that it was done already. It was done already. And it was in black and white, but it was done already. And we didn't know it was done, so it looks like it's new to us, but it's not new because there's nothing new under the sun. You know, you have that thing, often imitated, never duplicated. And you have people who are able to coin terms and get the credit for it, but they heard it from somewhere. I am a big person because of being scholarly, you are always taught to quote and to cite where you get your information from. But when we do that, it's because we saw something that we gravitated to or something that in line with what we were referencing, and you have to be able to say it came from somewhere, right? Because again, you didn't invent it. If you invented it and nobody else had it, then you have a patent on it. Or, you know, I think I've said some things that I've heard being said before, but I'm like, I'm the only one who was saying it, and now everybody's saying it, and I got no credit for it, and it's okay. Yeah, ha, ha, ha. True. I believe that to be true. And we look at it, I don't know, like, even with the internet, like, oh, well, you copied it, or you shared it. And I don't know the rules to that. And somebody asked me the other day, can I share this? And I'm like, okay, there's a share button. Like, why are you asking me, can you share something on my page? Like, I don't own it. You know, it's on my page, but I got it from somebody else's page. Like, that part. And I get it when it comes to your genre and it comes to music and it comes to entertainment. But my thing is, can't nobody do it like you do it? And if somebody's even, you know, trying to duplicate you or copy you or have stolen from you, they still can't do it like you do it. And that's totally apparent based on the scenarios and situations. And I've been places, I've heard, like, I think about the gospel. The gospel story is going to always be the gospel story. Many people, they tell it different ways, and it's repetitive, right? It's repetitive. Jesus, he came, he lived, he died, he rose with all power in his hand. He sits on the right hand of God, advocating on it. You know, That's the story. That's the gospel story of resurrection. Then we have the Christmas story. We have the Easter story. And we'll be hearing this for the rest of our lives. But you have people who put different spins on it. Who put, you know, tone matters. And the way they pretty it up. Whether it be a joke or whether it be a story, a fable, or how. I just was, and what made me get on, because I just, on the podcast, because I just was looking at this guy. And he telling the story, but I'm like, I done read it already. I've read that before. And so then in my mind, I'm like, all right, so if we hear something, we hear it more than once, and we hear it from different people, is that confirmation of something, or is that something for us to really remember, for us to hold true to, for us to identify the fact that there's nothing new under the sun, or the fact that to concur that people, like-minded people, share their same thoughts and share the same thing. I am a big person, if you heard me, give credit when I've heard something from somebody that I like, or to point to it. But again, that goes to my personal experience and what I would prefer. I don't mind giving people credit, because again, even if I give you credit for what it is that you said, you still can't say it the way I say it, or the fact that I end up owning it because I liked it. And I'm not taking credit from you. I quote comedians all the time because they're funny. I don't think that they say it, but I give them credit, right, for their comedy. I give them credit for their jokes. It's interesting because it's a joke that somebody told me, but I never, like, I've been telling this joke over 20-something years. I'm going to tell you that joke. No, I'm not going to tell you that joke. But anyway, it's another joke. It's another joke that I'm thinking about. But the way I was thinking about it, it's a joke. Somebody told me this joke, and I remember this joke. So I always tell this joke, but I never say where I got this joke from, only because it's over decades of me having this joke, if that makes sense. Now, when I first got the joke, I'm sure I'm like, oh, my friend told me this joke, whatever. But I never walk around to go, oh, my friend told me this joke, or I think my uncle had told me a joke. I can't tell a joke either. But my uncle had told me a joke over years ago. I tell a joke, and I really ever tell that particular joke. But I tell a joke, but I don't refer to, oh, my uncle had told me this joke. You just tell the joke. You understand what I'm saying? And so it's interesting in the industry or what goes on, the fact that, you know, it's not a good look, if you will, or the fact that it's taken personal. And it's still something that's occurring in that area, in the industry and stuff like that. And so me personally, I recognize these are human beings. These are real people. And the conversation is actually happening amongst us, right? But there's nothing new under the sun. And so for us to even, we have to take it with, you know, take it as it is. Make sure you're not stealing nobody's jokes, right? Because then that's questionable. And, you know, you put your spin on it, or, you know, you use a certain word, or you have a certain vernacular, or you have a certain style, or you have a certain way of existing or being. And I'm sure there's people who have stolen, like technically stolen, people's material and people's stuff in order to belittle them or to not make them be seen. And then you're like, okay, well, what do you do with that? And I don't think it's as clear as cut as I'm trying to make it appear. And I know, of course, it's offensive. Because again, I mean, as it's been mentioned, you put your work in it. I've had instructors steal my work. I've had not received credit for my work, right? I've had that happen. But I would, you know, I never fought about it. I never made a big deal about it. Only because I created it. And so when you're dealing in the arts of poetry and song and music and stuff like that, obviously, you have to safeguard your stuff. And the only way you learn to safeguard your stuff is through experiences or hearing these stories where you do have people that are grimy, or people who aren't hard worker, or people who don't have the imagination, or people don't have the creativity in order to create their own material. And you ask, well, who do you think you are, and how could you say that? But, you know, one man's funny could be another man's money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just put that together. Or somebody sees value in something that you created, and they can use it and not give you credit for it. That happens often. It happens all the time. So, which is unfortunate. It's interesting that even as I'm like, there's nothing new under the sun, and we in our, you know, we get our history, we look at our history, and we're told certain things. And then as time permits and time goes on, we find that there was somebody behind that. And there was somebody behind that. And there was somebody behind this. And that's not the person that really did that. And that's not the person. And how interesting the story changed as the years go on as to who was the originator of any and everything. Or who originated that? Who's responsible for that? Who gets credit for that? It's the person who actually put the pattern, right? It's the person who, when the person heard it, applauded them and recall and remember that's where that came from. It's not the person who may or may not have, you know, invented it. You understand what I mean? And so I just thought about that. I just thought it was really interesting. Of course, relationships, it's always a thing to discuss and talk about, but I'm going to be breezy for the most part. I joined this group, and I'm really mindful because I be having time, just a little bit of time. And I just realized, like, coming into the new year and being in the new year, you know, I'm always adding to my resume and, you know, switching up stuff, whatever. I want to be new. And so I'm in this group, and, you know, it's interesting the conversations that people aim to have with people who they don't know, right? Because in these groups, we don't know nobody. Like, I have no idea who these people are, and they have no idea who I am, but you kind of get, like, a glimpse of how they post and how they respond, and you have these conversations about relationships. And so I'm mindful of it. And I also was telling somebody that I understand that in certain groups, there's this level of sensitivity depending on the topic or the matter. And again, we don't know people, right? But I personally believe that in our discourse on social media and having these comments, if you will, because that's what they are, right? You're having comments and you're sharing your memes that, you know, I aim to be mindful of the people who I'm sharing, that's one. But I'm also as authentic as I aim to be here. I am also equally as authentic online. And what I'm not going to do is not share my thoughts because you're not where I am, right? Sometimes I make more time if I have to give a little bit more in-depth response as to why I'm saying what I'm saying. But I realized that because you have people, like, it's people across the world that's in these rooms, in these groups that we in, that we have no idea what they've gone through. We have no idea who they are. We have no idea. And the only glimpse we get is from their comments. And I understand, especially some women, like, we can be very sensitive, but what I'm not going to do, and I put it out there, like, I'm not going to be bullied on social media, and I'm not going to feel like I can't share, because what I've told you before, and I tell anybody this, once you put it out there, you leave it open for discussion. You leave it open for discussion, and if we're in a private group, a group, so on, whatever, everybody has a level of maturity, or should have a level of maturity to have the discourse without being rude and being disrespectful. I can laugh at what I want to laugh at. And I can do an emoji for what I want to do emoji for. And I can do a hug and a tear and a cry, whatever. Whatever, I can do that. And I accept for people who, whatever you want to do. But when it comes to a place where you feel like you're going to be hurtful because you're hurting, or you're going to be rude because you're not accepting to the comment that was made, then that's where it's like, hold up, wait a minute. I haven't had many of those encounters, thanks be to God, but I've had one or two, but I understood based on a group, based on a comment, where the sensitivity was coming from. And so, you know, it's interesting going forward how social media is going to present itself in 2024 as being beneficial. And you know, this is normally around a time where I take my little break, but I haven't done it yet. This is normally around a time, so we're going to see what happens. I tried to take a break the other day, but I found myself back on. Normally, I take a break about 2 to 3 months. And so we'll see what happens. But I am really, I don't even know where I am right now in my thoughts about everything, other than I'm just going to chill. I'm just going to peace be still. Let everything calm down and wait for the next thing, right? That next thing that's about to have us like, oh my goodness, what in the world? And this seems like it's going to be for a little while. I don't anticipate it dying down so soon as we think. And, you know, it might, it's like fire. It might, you know, start lowering. But somebody going to throw some more wood on that, I believe. And we'll see. And it's just sad, too, that people, like, these are real people. That part. And this, again, and we've paid good money, used a lot of time, and have been engaged with these people for our year. Like, we've watched their careers. We've been a part of their careers. We supported their careers at many and most stages of it. And they've been very influential to a degree in our lives. And so nobody, I don't sit here happy. I don't sit here like, oh, good. I don't sit here like, oh, I told you. Or I don't sit here like, oh, I knew it. I don't sit here like that. I sit here like, oh, my goodness. Because it's like one bad apple spoils the whole bunch. Or again, here we go, having to figure out why men are like this and why women are like this and why black people are like this and why white people, and you can't trust nobody and da 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 da. And it goes all the way to this whole big conspiracy theory, and you know, just looking all strange and feeling some kind of way. And I'm not happy about that. I am not happy about it. And please understand, I am far removed. Far removed. Not my spiritual pay grade. Not my pay grade. I'm far removed. Not my monkey. Not my tree. Not even my, you know, I ain't got those kind of concerns. Thanks be to God. But I'm able to factor and consider. And then, like, and then that's the thing. When dominoes, when you ever lay them out, and you tap one, and you tap, that's, they just start falling. All the dominoes. But when they say, if you cut a tree down in the forest, and you're not there, does it make a sound? What they say, a little leaven leavens a whole lump. And so that's the part that makes me sad. That's the part that has me like, oh my goodness. That's the part. And I didn't create it. And we just gotta watch it play out. Y'all know I'm big on that. Time will always tell. But we just gotta watch a lot of this stuff play out. But I wish you guys a wonderful, wonderful weekend, a great week ahead. It wasn't really much to say, but that's what I wanted to share for today, or for the moment. I wanted to share that. Imagine my face.